Kelly, I got a little mystery sound for you, okay?
I love mystery
See
sounds.
If you can determine what this is.
That sounds like a weed eater. It's either a weed eater or it's a blender. Those are my two guesses. Weed eater.
Weed eater.
Blender.
That, I'm going to have to actually give you a...
Really?
Neither one.
Neither one?
Neither.
Is it close?
Do you want to... No.
Oh.
Do you want to hear it again?
Okay.
All right.
I got it. Elephant fart.
You're closer.
Oh. I mean, the only thing I could think that would have that kind of hang time would be a very large animal that could store a lot of gas. It's, are you sure it's not an elephant farting?
It's a horse.
Oh, a horse farting.
The poor little guy is on his side, and this is at the help of a person.
They were helping him fart?
Like, almost like CPR, where you do compressions. He's laying on his side. And since horses don't belch.
Right.
And there's some science behind this in
like,
that.
How could they tell he was a little gassy?
That they're unable to burp or vomit. And so the passage of gas, sometimes it just builds up in their stomach.
They can't fart on a regular basis?
I guess they can't. And
so the bubble gut must have been really bad for the poor guy.
I know, the poor horse. So when horses experience discomfort or bloating, the handlers may use this gentle physical technique to help move this trapped air through their system.
Horse people, what are the signs? Like, how do you know, how can you tell in a horse's behavior they might be a little gassy?
That I don't know.
I need to know the signs.
I don't know.
Like, how do they know to put them on their side and do all that?
But they're like, while this may be like funny chuckle,
yeah,
it's very important because horses can't express gas any other way.
Do you have to do this on the reg?
I don't know.
Do you have to, like, once a week fart your horse?
I gotta go fart the horse.
Let's go. And I bet his face, like, he probably looked way happier after that, right?
I bet the poor guy felt so much better.
Oh, probably felt so much better.
I know that we're gonna have to share on our stories at Ben and Kelly Show.
I need horse people to really, like, roll in and give us, how often does this need to happen? How can you tell it needs to happen? Those are the two questions I have.
Yeah, how often? I think that's a big one.
How often?
Let's see, this
are
is,
you farting your horse?
I got this. How human life works is the Instagram.
How human life works?
Yeah.
It features
the horse.
The farting of the horse.
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Did I just make that like... Yeah, no, that's a verb. Farting, yes.
Yeah.
It's a verb, yes.
Yeah, were you thinking you were making that up?
No, I didn't. But you're farting a horse, of course.
Yeah, that's definitely what you're doing.
Yes.
So anyways.
Oh, Joanne thought it sounded like a remote control airplane. Yes, 100%.
I'm telling you.
Sound like that. Maybe a drone.
But
yes.
That poor little guy, he is laying on his side.
The relief.
And his human is just.
Oh, buddy.
I know.
Oh, buddy.
Buddy.
Buddy. Don't you feel better?
I know, right.
Your tummy must feel better.
Oh, all right, so yeah, we'll put that up. But yeah, that poor little guy, then he just gets up afterwards.
He's like, well, he probably feels 15 pounds lighter.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, Brittany says, I thought that was a tree being cut down. Also valid.
I know,
does sound like that a little bit. Yeah.
You can hear it almost like starting a chainsaw.
Yes.
You can kind of hear
yes,
this.
Yes, you can
like,
a little bit.
Like how it's starting. That poor guy.
Let's also hope the intern isn't standing right there.
Oh my gosh.
In the line of fire.
Right.
Right? Like you're hoping that whoever is, they probably have interns at the farm. Yeah. Make sure that they are not standing in the wrong place.
Yeah.
That could be probably That might blow your hair back. That sounds like it would blow your hair back.
It does. All right, at Ben and Kelly Show, you can see it on 99.7 DJX. But
oh,
yeah.
Buddy.
Buddy.